Cultural Corner. Read the passage and answer the questions. 1. Do you think cheerleading is a serious activity? Say why. Why not? 2. What part does dance or gymnastics play in your education? The American art of cheerleading. What is a cheerleader?
A cheerleader is a member of a team that dances and does gymnastics before and during competitive games such as baseball. They do this in order to encourage crowds to cheer their sports teams. The team is called a cheerleading squad. Cheerleading only exists in America, and today it is mostly girls that do it.
What is the history of cheerleading?
Cheerleading began in all-men colleges in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. As time passed, more and more colleges started cheerleading, and more women started doing it than men. It was not until the 1920s that pom-poms began to play an important part in cheerleading. At about the same time, cheerleaders began to include gymnastics in their routines. By the 1950s, most American high schools had cheerleading squads. In 1978, the National Cheerleading Championships were shown on television, and universities began offering courses in cheerleading. Today, cheerleading competitions are an important part of school and college life, and for many squads, cheerleading is a very serious activity. Cheerleading squads can be found at most athletic events.
How do Americans feel about cheerleading?
For cheerleaders, their sport is just as serious as baseball or football. However, many Americans are amused by cheerleading and see it as rather a stupid activity. Cheerleaders reply that a lot of training is needed to do the dance and gym routines. Many girls try to become cheerleaders, but very few are accepted. To be a cheerleader is to play a very important part in your school. In fact, cheerleading is considered so important in America that several movies have been made about it.